Welcome to Inspired to Be with me, Elise. From heartwarming stories to practical tips on self-care and wellness, this is your go-to space for uplifting vibes that nourish your soul and ignite your spirit. Hello, good morning. I hope you're well. I am here after a very fulfilling morning on my part. I went to Pilates. I've decided to change my scheduling a bit with Pilates because I was starting to feel a little bit overwhelmed by my exercise routine, if that makes sense. So I decided to pare it back and only do Pilates at like the 9:45 session, which I'm very lucky that that's an option for me. So I would prefer to get up and go for like a 5:30 a.m. walk. And then after I've dropped the kids to school or bring them to the creche with me, I go to the 9:45. And I'm just finding it so much better because, I don't know, it just lights me up. Anyway, I'm feeling in a good place. I've come home, had my eggs, and I am ready to podcast. I am so excited to be back in your ears. This is awesome. If you are loving the Inspired to Be podcast and my new vibe, I would love you to share it with your friends or family or anyone who you think might need a little bit of an inspiration boost. Today, I wanted to talk you through healthy boosters to find your glow up. Do you know what I mean? You know, when you're feeling in a little bit of a rut, you can't really figure out why, but I guess over time, things just kind of pull you down and you feel like, blah, I just don't feel great. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can pick yourself up again. And I want to share with you these healthy boosters that have definitely worked for me to get me out of a bit of a rut and help me feeling more like myself again. My number one healthy booster is showing up for yourself, your priorities, and your goals. This can be a hard one because I know we all go into the new year setting all these intentions and these goals, whether that's health related, whether that's fitness related, whether it's work or family. And what happens is it can be quite overwhelming. My therapist actually said to me once that if you change everything at once, if you try and implement so many changes, you'll just freak out. And 2 weeks later, you'll crash and burn and you'll be in a worse off place than you were before. And that's just a mechanism in our bodies to protect us. Our body wants to sit in a place of comfort and calm. So basically, when you set all these huge, big goals, you're only going to get overwhelmed when you can't achieve them, which is a natural human response. So maybe just relook at your goals, your intentions, and just start by focusing on one. What's a small one that you can focus on now? And then later on, when that becomes more of a habit, then you can stack on a new one. I always talk about this with my friend Leah. We always talk about habit stacking, just tiny little things that we can add to eventually make us feel really good. Showing up for yourself is really difficult, especially when you're a mum, because you always end up putting everybody else's needs first. So you're always thinking, well, for example, I'll get ready last after everyone is ready, or I'll do the things that I need to once I've answered that call or called that person back or replied to all the school emails. Yes, all of those things are also important, but it's that really cliched saying that if you don't fill up your cup first, then you can't fill up everyone else's. Or you know that analogy on the airplane where it's like you have to put your mask on first before you put your masks on your children. I truly believe that. And personally for me, when I forget this and I forget to take time for me and do the things that I need for me, I end up being so cranky, so overwhelmed, and I really feel out of control in my thoughts, and I just start going down a bit of a depressed route. So really showing up for yourself and what you need, and it might just be really small things. For example, what's a morning routine that really sets you up for a good day? What are the things that you can do tomorrow morning that will make the whole morning routine of everybody go more smoothly? So is it, for example, making the sandwiches the night before for the school lunch boxes, or even just laying the clean lunch boxes out on the bench and the breakfast bowls so that you can just jump right on in there with your coffee in hand and prepare the lunches straight away? Is it that you are a person that needs a mindful moment before the craziness of the family enters? So what's the time that they kind of get up? And can you get up maybe even just 15 minutes before that and either just sit in the quiet with a tea or a coffee? Or can you go for a walk? Can you get out in nature? For me, I feel my best when I get up at 5:30, go for a half hour walk, come home, and then it's almost like I've been able to be with my own thoughts first before everyone else needs me. I am a much happier, a much nicer, and I feel much more in control when I get to do that in my morning routine. One thing lately that's also helped me, and I think it's definitely a healthy booster, is reading at night. And I've found this really hard, guys. I don't know if anybody else feels like this. Let me know. Reading, it's not that I don't like reading. It's that I feel like my mind is so busy that I've found it hard to concentrate. And I read a book recently called Magnolia Parks. You would have seen that if you follow me on Instagram. And I actually loved it, but it was really like it was an easy read, if that makes sense. And now I've started reading a new one called The Things We Left Behind, I think. And in this one, it's more intense, like the wording's more intense, the romance is more intense. So it really has to, I really have to focus on it. And I'm finding that better. I'm finding that I will read a whole chapter and I am absolutely shattered and I sleep really well. So I guess what I'm getting at is, what's a nighttime routine or a nighttime habit that you can start implementing that is going to help you wind down and start to have a better, deeper sleep? Because especially in your 30s, you know, your hormones really need support. So if you're not having great sleep, it's hard. And like, I feel you, if you're still in the time where your kids are waking up, man, you deserve a medal because that is really hard. But what can you do to just really support your sleep a little bit more? By prioritizing those routines, so if there's things that you can implement in your morning or your night that's really going to prioritize you and help you get into a good mindset, it's kind of like looking after your future self. So by prioritizing the things that you need at night means you're going to have a better sleep. By organizing a few things that's going to help you in the morning, it's going to help your future self. It's going to make you feel like everything is smoother and it's going to help you show up for yourself and make you feel like your best self. Another area that's really important to focus on to show up for yourself is boundaries and being aware of your social commitments. This is only something that I've started really thinking about in the last few months, and it's been really helpful. So if you're like me and you're a people pleaser and you always want to say yes and you feel guilty for saying no or putting yourself first and saying, actually, I need time for me, then this can be tricky, but trust me, you're worth it. You're allowed to prioritize yourself. For example, when messages, conversations, whatever come through with friends or family about social commitments, have a look at your diary, see where you are in your cycle. This is a big one for me. If I am just coming off my period, I'm so social. I feel really confident and like chatty and I could just do social event after social event. But if I'm the week before my period, I'm like, don't talk to me. I'm tired. The three kids are basically using up all of my social energy and I cannot do anything else. So it's nice for me to kind of look in my calendar and just make sure, what am I putting in and what am I saying yes to? Is there anything that can kind of be shifted around so that I'm in a better mindset, a better head place, and then I can show up as a better friend, a better auntie, you know, all of those things. So being aware of your social commitments is huge and you are allowed to say yes or no. But also I would say that if you're organized in your social commitments and your work commitments, I think anything where you're giving out your energy, if you're aware of when you're saying yes and no and it's organized in your calendar, you're less likely to cancel. And I think when we cancel things, it makes us feel guilty. There's a little bit of guilt and shame. And sometimes that's okay to cancel. Like, obviously, if you've got kids, they're sick, you know, you might have a situation where you just feel really horrible. But I know for me, if I cancel a few times on things, I feel really guilty. And one of the intentions that I set this year was to really show up and honor my commitments. So if I've said yes to something, if I've said I'm going to be there at 11 o'clock, I'll be there right on the dot. I hate being late. It's like a form of respect for me. You know, I want to show up. So what are you committing to, and how can you show up to show yourself that you are showing up? You're showing yourself that you are showing up for other people and that you can commit to things for yourself and for them. So it's an all-round positive sort of energy that you're bringing to yourself and helping yourself realize that, yes, I deserve this. I am worthy. Healthy booster number two is a really cool one that I love, and I love thinking about this really deeply. It's following people who expand your mindset and allow you to dream bigger. So this is not only social media, but in your circles of family and friends as well. Really kind of notice and start to be aware of who do you leave and your energy feels really ignited, really aligned. And also on social media, who are you following? What are you interested in? Are you really interested in health and wellness at the moment? And who are the people that share the information that lifts you up and makes you feel like you can achieve more, you can think bigger, you can expand, you can achieve what they achieve? And that's what I mean by following people who expand your mindset. You have to be really conscious of the things that you're consuming these days, because there is so much. And you know what? You get a choice to unfollow. If somebody's bringing you negativity and triggering you, it might be worth thinking about that more deeply, but you're allowed to unfollow them. And then find someone who's aligned with the season you're in right now, someone who just lifts you up, ignites you, and makes you feel like you can aspire to be what they have. It's almost like seeing somebody else in your situation doing what you dream of is allowing your mind to realize that that is an achievable step for you as well. I have a quote here that I saved on one of my favorite Instagram accounts at the moment. You know how there's those Instagram accounts with quotes? One of my favorite accounts is Women Empowerment Corner, and they just share really cool quotes. But there was this quote that I think really aligns with this healthy booster. It's, your circle should be a source of positivity and encouragement, helping you become the best version of yourself. So choose wisely and surround yourself with those who bring out the best in you. Remember, you are deserving of love and respect, and settling for anything less is just not an option. How cool is that? So that's what I mean when I say surround yourself with expanders, people that, and content that will really lift you up and ignite your positive thoughts and creative mind and abundant energy. I'd love to know who inspires you the most lately on your socials. Share it with me if you like. One of my favorite accounts, if you're looking for someone new, is Sammy Spalter. I don't know if you've heard of her. She has a podcast with another girl who's also called Sammy, called Transform, and they co-own Form Pilates. I just love their vibe, but specifically Sammy. I love it. She's come, I think I connect with her because her mom passed away quite recently, and I just feel like when that happens, when you go through such intense grief, you almost like see things in a different light. And I just love the way that she approaches nourishment and exercise and just being grateful. She is such an expander for me. So I love following her, and I always consume all of her content. So if you're looking for someone new, then definitely go on and check her out. The last healthy booster that I want to talk to is a nourishment reboot. So you know that I'm really into nourishing foods, whole foods. I am studying functional nutrition, so I'm constantly learning new things that I just can't wait to share with you all. And I can't believe that I have these aha moments in my course, because it seems like food should be a topic that we kind of understand. But actually, you would be surprised at how many things you kind of forget over time, or the things that marketing makes you focus your attention on. For example, the huge focus at the moment, if you're into macros and nutrition, on protein. And so a lot of brands are just adding protein to everything. And this in turn is just affecting so many other parts of our health. Anyway, I could go on about that for hours. Let's go back to the basics for this tip, which is a nourishment reboot. So can you look at what you're putting in your body? Think about where you might not be using the most natural whole food source. Are there things that you can replace, prepackaged options that you're grabbing on the go really quickly as a busy mom? I get it. Can you look after your future self again and prepare swaps, healthier swaps? So for example, if breakfast is your thing that you struggle with nourishing yourself, can you pre-prepare all the ingredients for smoothies, put them in Ziploc bags or containers, and then in the morning, all you have to do is chuck it in your smoothie container, add whatever liquid it is that you add and blend it, and then off you go. Can you buy yourself a really cute smoothie mug takeaway thing that you just look forward to using every day? And maybe you're just sipping on that smoothie as you drop the kids to school or driving to work or catching the train to work, whatever it is. You could also prepare overnight oats or chia puddings. They are my favorite at the moment. And I've gotten my husband onto the overnight oats as well, because he leaves for work at about like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. And he was saying that he was getting sick of just quickly making a smoothie or only having coffee in the morning. So I said, why don't you make overnight oats? And he did make them in my cute little glass jars. And he's like, babe, this is amazing. So it's just something fulfilling, something quick and easy that you can grab and you don't have to worry. Like I said before, with your coffee while you're making the school lunches, you could be eating your overnight oats that you've made the night before. So easy, you've just grabbed them out of the fridge. So there's a nourishing kind of swap that can help you. The other thing that I wanted to talk about here is fiber. I think fiber is something that gets really overlooked and can really help with nourishment and focusing on our consumption of whole foods. If you don't know what foods are super high in fiber, I can go into this in more detail if you like, but the foods that I love that are super high in fiber are flax seeds, which also is great for hormone balance, chia seeds, I make the overnight chia puddings, avocado, and berries. So you'll see me having all of those foods probably once a day, every single day, because it just helps keep me regular. And the beautiful thing about fiber, you may not know this, is that it supports your liver health. So liver health is something that gets overlooked, but it is so important for hormone balance and for releasing toxins out of your body that we don't want there. But what happens is if your liver gets overloaded, it can't do its job properly. So fiber is kind of like a sponge in your gut. So as you eat it and then it goes through your gut, it's kind of like a sponge, and it binds to all the toxins and any excess hormones that you've got, which is especially important if you're in your 30s and you're going through these hormone imbalances and changes by having babies or just age related. So then the fiber binds to these toxins and hormones and transports them out of your body through your digestion, you know. But what it's doing is it's actually preventing the reabsorption of nasties into your bloodstream, and then it's reducing the burden on your liver to process and detoxify them. It's pretty cool. And if there's one thing that you can focus on for a bit of a nourishment reboot, it would be, am I consuming enough fiber? Can I add like a cup of broccoli to my lunch or dinner? Can I sprinkle flax seed over my cereal or in my smoothie? Can I start having chia seed pudding? You know what I mean? So things like that. And then as always, where can you swap back to basic whole foods? Maybe grabbing an apple or a banana instead of like a cookie or a muesli bar. I hope that those healthy boosters for a little bit of a glow up really help you and get you thinking about where you can start showing up for yourself a little bit more lately, especially coming into winter. I know that we can all start getting a bit down on ourselves. And if you're in Sydney, oh my goodness, the rain lately has meant that we have all been bound inside, which has been just crazy. So I know if you're anything like me, you need a little bit of a healthy boost. So I hope that this hits you at the right time. If it's an episode that you really loved, please share it with your friends and family who also need a bit of a healthy boost. But yes, let's remember, showing up for yourself, your priorities and your goals, it doesn't have to be huge. It's just little things that will help your future self. Following people who expand your mindset and allow you to dream bigger, and nourishment reboot, thinking about where you can get in more nourishment for the workings of your body. Thanks so much, everyone. I am so grateful for you being here. I just love it. I love connecting with you. I will see you next week for another fun episode. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I can't wait to be in your ears again next week. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you want to connect with me, also come on over to Instagram or YouTube, where you can leave me a comment or send me a message.